This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Amen. Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to be reading from verse 15 to verse 17. Please follow the scriptures, because after a while, I'll just keep preaching. Then the Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it, you shall surely die." Because there is not much time, I'm just going to be prophesying and telling us stories. So, number one thing I want to bring to our remembrance from this scripture is that they actually did eat the fruit. Abi, you remember that? So, God said, "The day you eat from this fruit, you will surely die." The word of the Lord is yes and amen. When God says the thing, it becomes true. It doesn't say the truth. It says something that becomes true. So when God says they will surely die, they died. Somebody say they died. Yeah. Hallelujah. So in the day that you eat, so they ate it and they died. Now, God was not talking about physical death in that place. He was talking about separation from the vital life of God. So that day, all of a sudden, their experiences, their awareness moved from the realm of the spirit, from the realm of God, to the realm of the physical. So all of a sudden, they saw that they were naked. Amen. It's, the way I like to say it is like their eyes were closed to the God realm and opened in the physical realm. Amen. So from that time henceforth, they began to walk as a man or as a woman who did not have the connection, that vital connection with Jesus, with God, sorry. Now, Romans chapter 3, verse 21 to 23. It says, "But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and all who believe, for there is no difference." Verse 23 now says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." For time's sake, I will just, you know, quote some scriptures. In the same Romans, you know, Paul began to explain that if one died, that means all died. Hallelujah. Because we are located, it's the principle of the seed. Amen. Everything about the seed, remember Genesis chapter 1. Bible says that every tree has a seed, or every seed has a tree in itself. You know, that I'm not sure I'm phrasing the word, but you get what I'm trying to say. Everything that God created the seed, and then the seed created everything else. So the seed for man was Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. So when they died, all died. Did you get that? I don't have time to like explain it more and more, because like somewhere I'm going and I must land. Amen. Hallelujah. So all died. So Romans says that all have sinned. That's the conclusion. And all have fallen short of the glory of God. This morning, I'm just here to tell us a little redemption story. You can call it that. A redemption story. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So there was a problem. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. If a man sins, the wages, the salary, the allowance that you are going to be given is death. Somebody say amen. If Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, if there is anybody here and you have been having the fear of death, by the end of the service today, having understood that Jesus rose again for your sake, every fear of death is eliminated now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Bible says the wages of sin is what? Is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So God looked at everything that was happening and said, okay, I need to introduce an intervention. Someone say intervention. Because these people, they've walked out the way. I need to introduce an intervention. This is all Easter is about.
You know, you go on Facebook and people are arguing. Easter is something. Easter, listen, understand the crux of what the message is and leave all the peripherals alone. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Jesus died. Somebody say Jesus died. Say according to the scripture. Say was resurrected according to the scripture. Tell your neighbor, say that's enough for you. Can we just celebrate Jesus? That's enough for you. So John 3:16-17. Very popular scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's intervention. That whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Verse 17, we don't usually quote it. Very powerful scripture. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That is the intervention. Somebody say that's the intervention. So there was a problem. It was a problem of sin. And it was a problem of death. Because they sinned, now they were in death. And God said, I need to reconcile these people back to me, back to life. And the intervention was that he sent Jesus, that whosoever will believe in Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life. Somebody say, I have eternal life. That's if you are born again, though. If you are not born again, you don't have eternal life. So you have an opportunity at the end of service to give your life to Jesus. Say, I have eternal life. Hallelujah. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that he might have what? Life. So there was death. Life needs to be introduced. And Jesus was the harbinger of that life. But you see, the mystery there is a legal matter at hand. Amen. Remember that the soul that sins shall die. So it is the soul that sins that should die. Hallelujah. So it was not just going to be that God would just say, okay, I've forgiven these guys. Somebody must pay that price. So Jesus came to pay the price for our sins. He paid the debt he did not hold. We owe the debt we could not pay. Somebody say, I hold the debt I could not pay. He paid the debt he did not hold. Hallelujah. That was Jesus. That was his sole purpose on the earth. To pay the debt he did not hold. When you go to a court of law and a man has been sentenced to death. Hallelujah. The only thing that can save that man is for somebody else to die in his or her place. Hallelujah. Now, this is the joker. I don't know whether I'm running ahead of myself, but I need to run. Anyway, now, the devil looked at, oh, this is the Savior. He knew this was the Savior, but he didn't know how. So he looked at his leg. He said, demons, let's do something. Let's kill him. Ah, yeah. Somebody said, okay, don't let me see what somebody said. So the devil said, let's kill him. Somebody said, you know, when we say, Nami kill Jesus, tell your neighbor, say, now you kill him. Because he died for you and I. If your neighbor did not say it, look at your neighbor again. Say, now you kill him. So the devil knew Jesus had come to save man, but he did not know how. So he decided, let's eliminate this guy. Hiya. The wisdom of God. He says, let's eliminate this guy. Listen. You know, pastor says that when God wants to send anybody message, he wants to do something for you, you can send anybody, including the devil. Hope you know. By him, all things were made. And for him, he can send anything and anybody message, including the devil. So the devil said, and he demons, let's do something now. Let's kill this man. We know he's the Savior. We don't know how, but if he dies, I mean, that's the end of the story. But that was the joker. Bible says, had they known, yeah, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Say, had they known? Had they known? They would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That's in 1 Corinthians 2, I think verse 8. Hallelujah. Now, that was the wrongest move the devil could make. Somebody say, the devil made the wrong move. The reason why I'm making us talk is short and I'm fast. So I need to make sure that you're following me. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 4. Let me read it. Say, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I have preached to you, which also you received in and in which you stand. Hallelujah. By which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word that I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Verse 3 says, for I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins. It is incontrovertible that what Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. Christ died for our sins. Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. Hallelujah. Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. And it says he was buried and he rose again on the third day according to the scripture. Romans chapter 4 verse 24 to 25 says, but also for us it shall be imputed to us. I have to cut it in the middle. You need to understand that passage of scripture. You need to start from the top. But also for us, it shall be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered because of our offenses. He was put to death because of you and I. So the devil thought he was stopping a plan, but actually it was just one of the cogs in the wheels for the plan. It was just one of the pawns in the game for the plan. Hallelujah. Now, this is where the principle of identification comes in. So Jesus died as us. So that now that we have believed in him, we live as him. Did you hear what I just said? So Paul said, the life and I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen? The life I now live. Not the one I had before. The life I now live. Hallelujah. Listen, you will say, how come, okay, Jesus has died. You know the reason why you will not die again? Because you believe in Jesus? In law, there is something called, I think it's called the law of double jeopardy. Two people cannot pay for the same penalty. Hiya! So when Jesus paid for the sin of you and I, we can't pay again. The only reason why I will make anybody pay is if you do not accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you do not come into the light, the Bible says he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Hey. Many things are, you know, but I don't want to digress. You have been translated. You know what it means to translate? It's a deviation. I refuse to deviate. Kalaba Shandelia. Imbrotose palia kashete. And it's because I need to explain something and illustrate. But Achuku, please come. I think you are tall enough for what I want to. God bless you. Please stand there. Kando pray. Can we all see him? All right. You can face me. I need somebody that is not as tall and not as, you know, huge as him. Anybody, you want to help my, come, let's go. Hallelujah. Don't worry, it's a good illustration. Stand here. Hallelujah. you are the good part of this illustration. So just stand there. Let's read Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2 verse 11. I'll read up to verse 14 or 15. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. Verse 13, I say, you, being dead in your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made alive together. You know, sometimes there's some part of, when I'm reading this account, that's where I behave. You know, I can't behave like that here. He made alive together. There's a mystery in that statement. He made alive together. Oh, kayaba laba shata diaba. He made alive together. How did he do it? Having forgiven you all your trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of ordinance requirements that was against us,
I wanted to take a board and take a marker before and write sin and all the things that sin has brought. But you see, I didn't have the time. So Bachuku will represent, you know, you are not sin. Bachuku will represent sin and all the things that sin has brought. The Bible says, listen, this thing was on our way. We can't make progress. It was not possible for Presley, Abby, for Presley to make progress towards light, towards God, towards everything divine. Why? Because the handwriting of ordinance was against him. This is what Jesus did. Bible says he wiped it off. Oh, I wish I had a board. He wiped it off. He wiped it off. But he didn't do that only. He took it out of the way so that Presley can go. Hallelujah. There is nothing that is stopping you if you're in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He wiped out the handwriting of ordinance. When they got to court, there was no church seat anymore. They couldn't find the church seat. Somebody has already paid the price. Kabaro sabariata bashata. Hebroko se prenehanto siyata. He wiped out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us. Took it out of the way. And he nailed it to the cross in case somebody wants to go and find it. He nailed it to the cross. Somebody say, finished work. Finished work. Baba Parisheni. Kabalimbro Sharia Tabaya. This is the confidence. This is the confidence. This is the confidence. This is the confidence. Hey! Cantoria Masanteria Baba. He that has the Son has life. He that has the Son has life. Somebody say, I have life. I have life. I have life. I have life. He that has the Son has life. Cantoria Baba. I have come that he may have life. That's why Jesus came. I'm not just having somehow. Have it to the full, more abundantly, to overflowing. Hallelujah. He finished the work. Nailed it to the cross. And says it is finished. Haya. Katobadi and Asadara Baba. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Now, when you come into Jesus, let me just show us, and I'm done. One of the things that has happened by the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1. Kando brinimo satalabaya. There are quite a number of things, but as I was looking at time, I said, okay, let me just stay on one. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 15. But I will jump. It's quite a long read to 23. I will jump like three verses. But let me start from 23 to give perspective. Therefore, I also, after I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love, for all the sins, verse 16 says, we do not cease to give thanks for you and mention you in our prayers. Now let's move up all the way to 19 or 20. Which he worked in Christ. No, let me start from 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all this under his feet. Look at this, the rest of this scripture. And gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills everything. Can you imagine? Jesus came. Jesus died. He went to hell. He was resurrected. And his sole purpose is that he will not just sit alone in heavenly places. He will sit with you and I. And he said the fullness of him is expressed to the church. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Not sure you understand what I'm saying. It means that anywhere I appear, the fullness of God can be deployed. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. the fullness. Bible says he has put all this under him. Kaya. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no reason not to be a conqueror. You have no reason. You have no reason not to have dominion. You have no reason. Somebody did all the work, paid all the price, and looked at you and I and said, come here, I make you more than conquerors. Go in my name. Somebody say, go in my name. Go in my name. Go in my stead. Go in my power. Do you understand what a name represents? The name of a person also carries the authority of that person. That is why when we say the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, there is a dimension to that. Hallelujah. And God has given a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Listen, it is not Jesus that is using his name now. It is you and I. The name was given for you and I. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. 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 Go and have dominion. Because Jesus died and has resurrected for your sake. In the name of Jesus. Can we rise up on our feet? Come on, rise up on your feet. I want us to take 1 minute to pray. Kanto bariya daba sakeli ando kobariya tashata. Linko bronos tiane em bronosata. The one thing that limits our expression of the God life is knowledge. The more you know, the more you are able to act upon. The more you act upon, the more results you get. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation knowledge. Not book knowledge. Revelation knowledge. I want you to put your hand on your chest and say, Father, help me to see you clearly. And as I see you clearly, help me to see myself clearly. Help me to see myself in you, seated above principalities, powers, dominions, kingdoms, and every name that is named. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can somebody celebrate Jesus? Amen, 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 amen. Has somebody been blessed this morning? Father, we give you all the praise.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And from today, I belong to you. If you have said those words, we'll believe you are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.